Research yields progress against lung cancer. Cancer research has presented more evidence of advances against one of the deadliest and most common forms of the disease, lung cancer, at a major medical meeting here. Studies released at the annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in recent days showed that a range of newer approaches, from immune-boosting drugs to treatments targeting genetic traits of tumors, can help patients. Some of the drugs are supplanting or augmenting chemotherapy, which has been commonly used to treat lung cancer for years but with limited effectiveness. The drugs aren't cures and they don't help all patients, and for many the prognosis remains grim. But doctors said there are more treatment options with better outlooks for patients than a decade ago. The era in which chemotherapy was the only option for non-small cell lung cancer patients is drawing to a close, said John Hamock, lung cancer specialist at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, referring to the most common type of lung cancer. A new late-stage Merck & Co. study showed that a combination of Merck's immune-boosting drug Keytruda with chemotherapy prolonged median overall survival versus chemotherapy alone in patients with a type of lung cancer. Another late-stage study showed adding Roche Holding AG's immune-boosting drug Tecentriq to chemotherapy reduced the risk of cancer progression or death versus chemotherapy alone. Lung cancer is the leading cancer killer, causing about 1.69 million deaths globally in 2015, according to the World Health Organization. The American Cancer Society estimates about 234,030 new cases of lung cancer will be diagnosed this year in the U.S. and about 154,050 Americans will die from the disease this year. A large patient population has made the development of new treatments a big business opportunity. Analysts and investors follow the results of each study closely, which can result in big stock price swings. Shares of startup Loxo Oncology Inc. dipped Monday as investors digested the results of a new early-stage study of an experimental drug that targets a genetic mutation found in a variety of tumor types, including lung cancer. Shares of Nektar Therapeutics plunged 42% on disappointing results of an early study of its experimental immune-boosting drug that has potential as a treatment for lung and other cancers. Merck shares rose 2.4% on its Keytruda study results.